Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to Christine Sorensen, KDKA-TV anchorwoman, obviously Marty Griffin's wife. If you've been with us, you know that. She'll be here in the next half hour in studio. And in the meantime, we're joined by Robin Taylor, who spent many years on television now, real estate mogul with Coldwell Banker. Robin, good morning. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. I love that introduction. I
want to talk about the housing market. A lot of people, for a lot of reasons, hold off until after a presidential election, especially one that's been so decisive and divisive. And we have, now that we know kind of, okay, this is where it's going, have you noticed a change this early in the local housing market?
Absolutely. And what you were talking about is so true. The New York Times did a study and they found out that the majority of people will hold off on any kind of big purchase during an election year because of the uncertainty. They just don't want to make a big purchase. Well, now that the decision is over, people are starting to shop again and we have a lot of pent-up demand. So one of the things that I noticed was when the Fed lowered the interest rate, the Fed funds rate, by half a point in September, buyers started shopping again. And just last week, they lowered the interest rate by another quarter point. Now, mortgage rates don't directly correlate with this funds rate. They're tied to Treasury notes, but as we see the Fed lowering rates, we will start to see mortgage rates come down. And that has brought buyers back into the market. And so we're seeing a lot of activity. And something that I want to bring up to buyers is that if you are price sensitive, now is the time to start shopping for a home because we expect a huge influx of buyers this spring market. And what happens is that there's only so many homes to go around and you have multiple offers. It becomes much harder to buy a home and the price of homes go up. So if you're a bargain shopper, now is the time to get started.
Robin, this is Paul Rasmussen. I've got a two-part question for you. Where are rates right now for mortgages, and how long are houses staying on the market? Is it the speed picking up with which people are making offers?
Well, interest rates in the third quarter have been fluctuating between 6 and 6.9%. So I had somebody who was just quoted 6.9% yesterday. Now, that is way down from the high of 8% in October of 2023. So a year ago, they were a lot higher. And we are expecting them to come down. Now, homes are staying on the market a little over 30 days or so, depending upon where you are. So say you're in Swickley, then they're probably going to be on the market a lot longer. If you're in a more of a hot area, 30 to maybe 40 days. And that is between the house going on the market and the closing. So we are still seeing houses sell very quickly, and it is definitely a seller's market. And a seller's market means that there are more buyers than sellers. And so you're going to have homes sell a lot faster than if it was a more even market. So for sellers, this is a good time to start prepping your home and getting it ready to go on the market if you're planning to sell this spring.
We're with Robin Taylor from Coldwell Banker. Robin, you mentioned hotspots. When people are looking for those hotspots, where are they and what is the mean price range that we're talking about for a single family home?
Well, what's interesting is that Pittsburgh was just named by Zillow as the most affordable city in the country to buy a home. So the typical price in the metro area is $215,000. And that is much lower than the average price across the country, which is up in the fours. So what does affordable mean? It means that less than 30% of your budget is going toward housing. So we have lots of affordable housing here in Pittsburgh, and it's really going to depend. So if you're looking, say, in North Allegheny School District, you're probably going to pay more than $215,000. You're going to be much closer to, say, four. But if you're looking in the city or some of the neighborhoods closer to the city, you can see some of those lower prices. And Penn Hills has always been known as one of those areas that is really affordable. So I think that that is really good news. And the other thing that I want to mention for homeowners, whether you're selling or not, is that you have, in the last 5 years, gained a lot of equity in your home. So there was just a study done by, or The Economist with the National Association of Realtors, said on average over the past 5 years, people have earned over $100,000 in equity. That means that the value of your home over the past 5 years has gone up about $100,000. Now, obviously, that's going to depend on the price point of your home. But that is good news for people who are looking at their house being their biggest financial asset.
Robin, you mentioned your advice for sellers, but what about buyers? What are you telling people who are going to get into the market in the spring?
Well, first of all, I would highly recommend they get a pre-approval so they know how much that they can comfortably afford. The other thing is there are a lot of really good programs for first-time home buyers. So I just got a first-time home buyer into a program which is called a 2-1 buy-down, and I'm not going to get into all the technicalities of it, but his interest rate for the first 2 years is 4.9%. So there are some really great programs out there for first-time home buyers, and I really suggest that they talk to a good local lender to find out more about those programs. Now, there are move-up buyers. So you own your home now. It's too small. Your family's outgrown it. You need to move to a bigger home. One of the things that I recommend is if you don't have the funds to be able to put that down payment down and be able to buy the next home and do it, you know, you got to time all of this out, is to take out a home equity line of credit now. So you go to your bank and you get the equity built on your house and you take out that home equity line. But it's not a loan really yet because you haven't borrowed the money. And you'll then have that money that you can use as a down payment. It's basically a bridge on the next home so that you don't have to sell the existing home before you move into the next home. And that way, when you sell your existing home, you can take that big chunk of money that you got and you can put it toward your new mortgage. But it makes it possible in ways that some people can't. Now, when I moved here, and I moved here during the Great Recession, I couldn't buy a house until I sold my house in Philly. And so I stayed in an apartment. And I have people that do this too. It's like, okay, kids, we're going to stay in this apartment with a pool. We're going to sell our house. We're going to have the money. And then we're going to be able to buy the next house. And so that is an option as well.
Great information. Robin Taylor, Coldwell Banker, real estate mogul. Paul and I were talking, at this rate, both of us will be living in a van down by the river. But I'm glad things are starting to turn, especially if you're a seller.
Oh, no, I'm sure you've gained some equity in your home. I'm sure it's been pretty good over the past 5 years. No,
and the other good news is how much more can someone buy now with the interest rates being 2 points lower?
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Well, definitely. You can buy more. And if interest rates go down to in the fives, what we're hoping is that they're going to go into the fives, because 80% of homeowners have an interest rate at 5% or below. And so that's called, it's this rate lock effect. And we want to break that, because they don't want to sell their homes because it would cost so much more for a new mortgage. Well, if interest rates come down somewhere in the fives, then you break that and they're willing to move. So that brings more inventory on the market. And then there's more for buyers to choose from. So that's something that we're hoping for. And of course, the lower the rates are, the lower your monthly payment is, the more house you can buy.
And
so it just makes housing more affordable.
And the other 20% that are above five, if they're in the, you know, bought in the last few years, they can refi and get a better interest rate. Robin, we got a lot to talk about. We need to have you back. Thank you.
I would love to come back.
All right. Do that. Aaron will lock you in at
a new
rate.
I like that idea about the $100,000 over the last 5 years.
We're going to have balloon payments for you, but that's okay. Thank you. Coming up, we'll check in with Christine Sorensen. Christine doing double duty today, actually triple duty. She'll be on with us as she is on Wednesday's Talk About Kidsburg. She'll be on with her husband, Marty, and then she'll be doing KDK-TV News. And then she's hosting the Variety Club annual event tonight, honoring Rich Fitzgerald as their Man of the Year. So it all kind of fits. And earlier, and I've been getting texts about this, Paul, 23andMe, the genetic testing company, cutting 40% of its workforce, ending its therapeutics program. Its stock continues to plummet. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans says that's raised concern among customers who have provided the company with very sensitive personal data, like your DNA.
Just give a saliva sample and get highly sensitive information about your health and genealogy. But now the company's fallen on hard times with big layoffs, losing nearly $6 billion, 98% of its value. Since 23andMe is not a healthcare company, your DNA data is not protected by health privacy laws. But the company tells CBS News, we have strong customer privacy protections in place, and it does not share customer data without their consent.
So, this is raising a lot of, I don't know how many millions of people have done this, but if it's a billion-dollar company, or was multiple billion-dollar company, how successful was that?
Yeah, but now, how successful can they be with this kind of word out on the street? How willing are you, if you were a prospective customer, to follow up? See?
Right. You know, your DNA's kind of, you know what they have to figure out? With all this artificial intelligence and technology, social security numbers shouldn't matter anymore. And what I mean by that is I shouldn't have to worry about protecting my social security number.
Oh, there should be
silly.
Yeah, much, much more sophisticated ways to identify
right.
yourself and,
That's
and
just
at the same time protect yourself.
One example, and there are others where this archaic way, how about your signature anymore? It's so silly. How many times have you gone, first of all, they almost never ask for it anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, it's on a lot of times that electronic pad, and people just take their finger and just scribble.
Yeah, just make
like a few waves.
I just draw a line through it.
Nobody ever questions it.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that a lot of kids in school are no longer learning how to write cursive. So they don't know how to, when you say a signature, people don't think of our generation of just writing, you know, block letters.
Mm, right.
There's a flow to it and a signature that they used to say was, unique and could identify.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Identify only you. That's silly now, too.
Well, I like the idea of the thumbprint. You know, you use your... Back in the day, now they don't do it anymore, but you know, they use facial ID on my Apple phone. But back in the day, you would put your thumb over the button on the screen, and then it would identify you by your fingerprint, and that's how you got into your phone. Now it's basically you got to either enter your code or it reads your face and says, that's Paul. He can come in here. Can you imagine how shocking that is for the phone?
My point is those two things, and there are others, your signature doesn't matter anymore. There's a whole industry out there about signatures, including on ballots and voting and all that. It doesn't make any sense when technologically we have advanced to the point where they could figure out a unique. And if it's your thumb, I worry someone will cut your thumb off and take it with them everywhere. Keep it on a chain.
But how would this work at the polls, at polling places? Well, if you've registered to vote and they have facial recognition technology, when you go to the precinct after you've registered, that your image is now in the database and you walk in and you stand in front of a small camera and it says, oh, this is so-and-so. And then they give you a ballot and away you go.
There you go.
Now we don't have to argue about voter ID.
Well, the next time we get right, because that they're still talking about that. Get over it. Mm-hmm. We're moving forward. Going to have technology for the next presidential election where you can just look into a thing and it'll know it's you.
Well, I think you've done a nice job solving all of this, Larry. Thank you.
We got this settled. So silly, the signature thing, though,
right.
and protecting your Social Security number.
But it's a good thing we're getting the word out on the 23andMe problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's down, like I said before, to two and me, you and me. Oh, no, three. Christine's here. And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin will check in with Marty in a few minutes. But first, Christine Sorensen, Marty's wife, KDK-TV anchorwoman, is here every Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk about Kidsburg. Right off the top, we could all use a laugh, and I notice that you've got something not just for kids.
Yes. I mean, after a lot of people felt a lot of stress leading up to the election, after the election, I think we could all breathe a little, you know, sigh, take a break, and have a good laugh. So we have a free spectacular circus class. You can learn to be a clown. And it's going to be so much fun. It's from 2 to 3 on Saturday at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh West End Branch. You're going to learn all kinds of things like juggling, spinning plates. It's going to be fun games. You know, it's great for kids learning confidence, how to mess up, laugh at yourself, try again. I think it's something we could all enjoy and you can do with your kids too.
You know, back in the day I went to when the Ringling Brothers used to come to town, remember the advance team would come and they would bring the clowns and they would have classes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This reminds me of.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. No, it's for adults and kids. I think anyone who needs a little break from reality, it's a great opportunity.
And again, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, that is the West End branch.
Yes, and it's all on our Kidsburg weekend guide of all kind of fun things to do just this weekend alone.
Speaking of guides, put together a holiday lights guide.
Yes. Okay. So this comes out every year. And traditionally, we think of the lights starting on light up night, which is Saturday, November 23rd. So a week from this Saturday. But because it's such a short season between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, a lot of companies are starting a week earlier. A lot of them are starting their events this Friday and Saturday. So that's why we wanted to get all our guides out. So we have the Holiday Lights Guide, and some of the lights that will be starting this weekend include the Phipps Conservatory and Botanic Gardens. They start this weekend. You know, the closer it gets to Christmas, the busier it gets. So now is a great time to check out those lights among many others. Start making your plans. Put it on your calendar. Hey, let's make sure we check out this one this weekend.
I hadn't been for a while, but when I went, I was really impressed, and it was great crowd. People loved it.
At Phipps, you mean?
A lot of smiles.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. I mean, honestly, that is really a jewel in our city. Of course, the lights are incredible there. It's outside, the lights are, but the inside is just as incredible there with the beautiful holiday-themed rooms. Every year they do something different. That is definitely one of my favorites. But there are a lot of other light exhibits around the area, and just check out our guide to see a lot more. And I'll be highlighting those throughout the season too.
And holiday events, part of the guide list for Kidsburg.
Right. So there's all kind of events that, you know, aren't specifically lights focused. And some of those start this weekend too, including the ice rink downtown, the UPMC rink at PPG Place, which, if you recall, just a couple years ago, they built that brand new tree in the middle with the LED lights that shows all kind of cool images. That alone is spectacular. Even if you don't skate, it's worth going to check it out. But, you know, again, that place can get really busy. Why not go early in the season and enjoy the ice skating? It's such a beautiful place there. And the way the lights reflect on the mirrored buildings is just spectacular. And then this week, and that's up through March 2nd. So that you do have a while, but it does open this Friday. And then on Saturday, I want to mention this because this is such one of my favorite places to shop and support local artisans at the same time. It's called the I Made It Market. This one specifically for the holidays, and it is Saturday at the Block Northway from 10 to 4. And what I love is that, you know, it's not maybe what you think of as a traditional craft fair. These are people making really hip, cool things, maybe recycling things or knitting cool hats and scarves, making wonderful facial products, candles, you name it, clothes, jewelry, really unique, cool stuff, art. And what I love is that you actually get to meet the people who made it. And when you give it to, you know, your family member, your friend, I think there's like a special meaning because you really took the time to find something that no one else will have, and you're supporting a local person who is making it by hand.
Again, that's the Block at Northway, 10 to 4 on the 16th.
Yep.
Which is Saturday.
Saturday already.
How about this weekend for sports fans, for families? You've got the Backyard Brawl in basketball with Pitt and West Virginia at the Pete.
That's going to be exciting.
Then you have Pitt-Clemson football at noon on Saturday.
Right, and I was just at the Pitt game last weekend, which was a blast. I love they're getting great crowds.
And then the Steelers-Ravens on Sunday at 1.
Wow, that is a lot.
You know what's at a premium? Our hotel rooms around here, I hear.
Oh, I bet.
Going for some crazy numbers. Now, have you and Marty ever done a Airbnb anywhere? I haven't. I don't know what that experience is like, but more and more people are telling me they can't get hotel rooms. They're doing Airbnbs, and more people around here are making those opportunities real.
Yeah. People I know who have rented through Airbnb always have a great experience.
Yeah. And Erin did, and her husband, she said it was kind of strange because the people were there.
But that's a little weird. But, you know, if you just want a place to stay, I mean, and you don't have another option,
right,
that could be great.
And also tonight, you're emceeing the Variety Club. They do such an extraordinary job with these adaptive bicycles for kids that really light up their lives and in many cases give them a feeling of freedom.
There's so many amazing things Variety does, and I have been chronicling the good work that they do through my Kidsburg stories and even before. So I've always believed and had a special place in my heart for what they do. Not only the bikes, but recently I did a story on the adaptive strollers, which I didn't really understand what those were for. But basically, a lot of families of kids with disabilities, the kids are grown, they're older. They still need a special stroller, and they don't make strollers for older kids. But some of them, like the family I talked to, their child was a flight risk because he's what's called a runner. And he will just kind of take off without any understanding of safety in the middle of a parking lot, in the middle of a Kennywood, wherever it may be. And they really couldn't go anywhere safely. This stroller opened up their world. All of a sudden, their family could go places because he could be strapped in safely. He could go to school because he can be strapped into the stroller, which then goes on the bus, and that is his seatbelt. So there's so many reasons that you don't even realize. And then, of course, my favorite, probably closest to my heart, is the My Voice program, where kids get adaptive communication devices. It's an iPad with a special program that speaks for them. So they push a button that has either a picture or a word. And if they're not able to communicate or they have any kind of, you know, vocal challenges, this is their only way sometimes to communicate. And when you talk to a family who says they heard for the first time, "I love you," through a communication device, it is powerful stuff.
Game changer. Salute to Variety. And Charlie Valley, who recently retired, who spent years passionately doing what he's doing, and tonight recognizing their Man of the Year, Rich Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Charlie will be there too. I'm excited to see him again. Excited Rich will be there. It's going to be a fun night. They're trying something new with kind of the format. It's going to be a little more casual and fun. It's going to be exciting at
Acroshore.
Well,
good luck tonight.
Thanks.
And you'll be on with Marty at 1?
No, I'm going to be on today. Now we're back to 10.
Okay.
Yep, so I'll stick around and I'll be here for the next hour.
Well, you'll be here. Marty will be in. We'll see what he's working on today, 10 to 2. Christine, thank you.
Thank you.
Kidsburg.org. Coming up 10 till 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty and Christine Sorensen starting off the show. What
you
guys
know it's the holiday season when Larry breaks out the lumberjack routine. You seeing this?
He wore it for our promo, our holiday promo.
Oh, and your holiday promo,
yeah,
did he?
He did. The Children's Hospital fundraiser.
He?
Yep.
I forgot that. Did I had that and you were there? Otherwise, I wouldn't have worn it today. Busted.
Lowe's has natural Christmas trees right now. Why?
Lowe's? Lowe's.
Yeah, yes. Someone was just telling me yesterday that the entire parking lot's full of live Christmas trees.
So are they going to die, Larry?
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, we usually get ours the weekend of Thanksgiving, which I know Thanksgiving's late this year, but even a traditional Thanksgiving would still be not for like, you know, another week and a half. And ours is usually so dried up by the end of the holiday, you know, after Christmas. And we get them fresh usually at Simmons, where they're coming literally right from Simmons Farm.
Hey, real quick on the Steelers game. I've never seen that many Steeler fans at a game. That's
crazy.
So I asked. I was actually curious because they've always had a good fan base in Washington, but they've been so bad
for so long.
They don't have a lot of season ticket holders. And on the secondary market, Steelers fans came in and bought tens of thousands of seats.
Snagged them up.
It's actually fascinating to watch. I mean, it has to be amazing to be there, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this,
how fun.
With the Ravens here Sunday at a 1 o'clock kickoff, it's going to be pretty amazing. By the way, join Odyssey radio stations. This is fresh from PJ, our boss.
Oh, man. He's in one of those moods.
Pitt Athletics.
Cantankerous.
He's got the big meeting, the monthly meeting. He's got to make stuff up. Pitt Athletics and Saloni's Italian Bread at Market District, Giant Eagle at Settlers Ridge, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 to 7. While you're out buying your supplies for maybe your tailgate or turkey day, help us fill the truck from PGT Trucking to support Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank.
We have a party tonight we are ordered to go to.
Yeah.
Ordered.
Hall to Pitt, it's called.
The boss grabbed me in the hall and said, I have to. Now, again, I sound like a curmudgeon because I'm not very social. I have anxiety, social engagement anxiety.
Oh,
it's a new thing.
Is that what it is?
Well,
stop.
It's partially the election has me depressed. I got anxiety from that.
All right.
And now,
you have to come.
I was ordered to.
All right.
6 o'clock. You wearing that lumberjack thing?
No.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.